He was breastfed by his mother, who was 28 years old. She had eczema like this little baby, like Yusi, and asthma from the time she was born. For 28 years, she had gave birth to this baby, Yusi, and he had asthma and this eczema from the time he was born. This is a three-month picture here. We put his mother on a gluten-free diet, gave her the 90 for life, the almighty 90. In 2 weeks' time, her eczema and asthma went away. Huh? Now, here comes a great story. Now, 10 years ago, Pastor Creflo Dollar, his little daughter, 11 years old, had asthma. The doctor said she wasn't going to do good. She wasn't responding to medical treatment. And so a mutual friend of ours, Andy Young, whom I'll talk about a little bit in a minute, from the Civil Rights Movement, called me and says, I need you to talk to Pastor Dollar about his 11-year-old daughter with asthma and eczema. Put her on a gluten-free diet, gave her the almighty 90, the 90 for life. 10 days' time, praise God, she was cured of her asthma. So little Yusi, because he's being breastfed, Mama got rid of her asthma and eczema in 10 days' time by a gluten-free diet and the almighty 90, the 90 for life. And this is little Yusi 2 weeks later after she changed her diet. No eczema, no asthma in 2 weeks. Now here's what the pediatrician was doing for him. The pediatrician was giving the mother a prednisone cream to rub on his itchy spots. Told her to put mittens on his hand at night so he wouldn't scratch his face in his sleep. That's it? Well, that's it. Oh, yeah, she got an inhaler. She had to get one of those little baby monitors. And if he started wheezing in the middle of the night, she had to run in there and spray him with that puffer for his asthma. Fire that doctor! Yeah. You say, look, Doc, I want you to think of me as Donald Trump, and you are the apprentice, and you are fired. Well, this is little Yusi at 2 years. He's on his own, almighty 90. No asthma, no dermatitis, no eczema. Every one of your babies and grandbabies should be perfect within 2 to 4 weeks. If they have asthma, you know what to do. Take them away from that pediatrician. This is what it looks like in human beings, and adult human beings, you know that. That goes away in 2 weeks. You get them on a gluten-free diet. I don't care if they got atopic eczema the size of a quarter on their body someplace on the top of their ear, or if they have bronchitis, you get them on a gluten-free diet, you put them on the almighty 90, the 90 for life, and it goes away in 2 to 4 weeks. People say, well, how long do I have to stay on that vitamin stuff? As long as you're using oxygen and water. Yeah. Now here's a guy that was killed indirectly because he had celiac disease. Why do you think that he had to pay Dr. Murray $150,000 a month to give him injectable painkillers? Because he couldn't absorb them orally. He could take a truckload of painkillers orally, it wouldn't work. Why didn't they work? He couldn't absorb them. Why couldn't he absorb them? Because he had celiac disease. He had vitiligo, his whole body lost its pigment. You know, all the rumors going on, he's bleaching himself so he could look white. He wasn't bleaching himself. He had vitiligo. Do you think that's Michael Jackson's hair? No, it was a wig. His hair was snow white 20 years before he died. No ability to absorb the things that's required to make skin pigment. He had lupus. He had arthritis. Look at his ribs sticking out there. Why did he have to get one of those oxygen chambers for 3 to 6 months after a tour? He was on death's bed every moment. Why do you think he's wearing that bejeweled glove? Well, that was really a brace for his carpal tunnel syndrome, and he didn't want kids to see him disabled, so he put jewels on it. He never believed in his wildest dreams that that would become his iconic trademark. All he had to do was get on a gluten-free diet, get on the almighty 90, and Michael Jackson would be still here today. Now, how many of you heard of cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy? Okay. Well, 33 years ago today, I discovered the cause, prevention, cure for cystic fibrosis. In Atlanta, Georgia, Emory University at the Yerkes Primate Center. Big story, went around the world. I was on 2020 with Geraldo before he had his nose broke for the first time. Hugh Downs and Geraldo interviewed me. It was a big story. I mean, it went around the world. Big thing. And then they fired me. 30 days later, they fired me because they said, Wallach, you must be sniffing glue. This can't be a dietary thing during pregnancy, you know, deficiency, because we know it's genetic, and so you're out of here. But guess who is right? Yeah, you'll be hearing about that in a few days So watch your newspapers and TVs. See, this came out 1978. Let's see, what does that say? Who discovered that? Oh, look at that. Look at that. They're going to remember it in a couple of days because I'm going to be on the front steps of Emory University reminding them that because they fired me 33 years ago, a million babies died unnecessarily. God forgive them. Now, muscular dystrophy, how many of you heard of the telethon thing with Jerry Lewis? Let's see, what happened this year? Uh-oh. What happened this year? He was uninvited. He wasn't sick. There's nothing wrong with Jerry. He's on a cruise. There's nothing wrong with Jerry. He was uninvited this year because starting in January of this year, I began to send him data from the hundreds of kids who were curing of muscular dystrophy. And he got excited. He took that data to the medical committee of the Muscular Dystrophy Foundation. And they put his arm around him and said, now, Jerry, come over here now. We can't be having this. This is like July. We can't have this. I mean, September, we're coming up here, and if we tell people we found the cure, we're not going to raise any money this year, Jer. And so we have to uninvite you because we know you can't keep your mouth shut because we've gone 22 years. We've raised $100 million each year for 22 years, and we haven't helped one kid live 1 second longer. We have fancier wheelchairs. We have collapsible crutches. High-tech stuff on the other end, but no prevention and cure. Well, we learned how to prevent and cure muscular dystrophy in livestock 60 years ago. Wow. And medical doctors say, oh, that's just in animals. It doesn't apply to people. So 60 years ago, I began treating people with this. When I was just a kid, I was just a little kid 60 years ago, I started. We were able to get a calf that couldn't get up because he had muscular dystrophy. You give him a shot of this secret sauce, and he'd jump up and run around the block. I'll tell you a great story about this guy who's muscular dystrophy. His name is Amos. He's in Shipshawana, Indiana. Been in a wheelchair for 20 years. I mean, he couldn't lift his arm. I mean, he was just kind of like a vegetable after 20 years in a wheelchair and didn't have many years left. We were in a big group of people like this in a big barn. All these had 150 families that have muscular dystrophy kids. And a skeptical father jumps up and says, well, when's Amos going to get out of his wheelchair? And I turned around and looked at Amos, and I put my finger out kind of like Moses would do. I said, Amos, get up and dance! And Amos got out of that chair, and he started dancing. And these people just couldn't believe it. I mean, it just went crazy through that crowd of 150 families. And when they quieted down, I said, well, I have to tell you I cheated because I talked to Amos for an hour before we started. He'd been on my program for 3 months, and he told me he could walk and dance now. And I told him just to sit there and be quiet and let me be theatrical when the moment came because I knew there'd be somebody skeptical in that group. These are all belly button hernias in kids that are caused by nutritional deficiencies of the mother. The top one's kind of a common one, skin's over it. The middle one, there's no skin over it. The stomach, the liver, the spleen, intestines are sticking out. And the bottom one, there's a surgical case, obviously, in a life-threatening situation. Same way with the bottom one. The heart, the lungs, the liver, the stomach, intestines, spleen, everything's hanging out. Try to get all that back in that little hole, right? So this is a life-threatening situation, all prevented with 50 cents a day. Or the almighty 90, the 90 for life before conception. Wow. Totally unnecessary for these things to happen. You've seen kids with cleft palate, cleft lip. We can always find a good Christian surgeon who will donate his time. We can find $250 per kid from Save the Children funds. They'll donate $250 per kid for the suture material, the anesthesia, the disposable instruments. But they're not going to get 14 plastic surgeries. These kids are not going to be movie stars. These kids are going to have their lips and palates closed so they can suck on a straw, be able to speak intelligibly, but totally preventable with 50 cents a day worth of nutrients in the mother before conception. Wow. So we as parents and grandparents have a lot of responsibility here. Now raise your hand if you've heard of ADD, ADHD, autism. Okay, good. Now when I was a kid 72 years ago, there was no such thing as ADD, ADHD, and autism. We were all weaned off our mother's breast milk at that time, onto whatever our cultural background diet was. We'd survived as peoples for thousands of years on our cultural diets, right? All four of my grandparents came from Eastern Europe, from the Ukraine, and they were beet farmers and cattle farmers, and so I was weaned off my mother's breast milk onto eggs and sweet potatoes and beets and tomatoes, and that's what I had for breakfast. 30 years ago in the 1980s, it was one out of 150,000 kids had ADD, ADHD, and autism. Today it's one out of 115. They're predicting by 2025 it's going to be one out of 50. Can you imagine all your elected officials with autism? Save us, Lord! It doesn't matter what party you're at. If they have autism, it's going to be a mess. If you think it's a mess now, just wait till all your elected officials have autism. Okay. Well, why do we have this problem now? Well, that's because today our kids are weaned off of infant formula. How many of you ever heard of Similac? You know why they call it Similac? Because it lacks everything. Dog food has 40 minerals in it, rat food has 29 minerals in it, and Similac has 11.